This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of People News Bulletin. 34% of grandparents in the 2010 census were 55 through 64. 26% were 65 to 74. 20% were 75 and older. And 20% were 45 through 54. 28% of Americans were offered access to online medical records by a healthcare provider in 2013. 54% did not access their records. 21% viewed them once or twice. 15% 3 to 4 times, only 10% more than 6 times. President Obama announced a revision of the overtime eligibility standard. The new rule would raise the salary threshold below which workers automatically qualify for time and a half overtime wages to $50,440 a year from $23,660 now. Cuba and the U.S. will formally restore diplomatic relations after more than 50 years with the opening of embassies. When heavily armed police officers swarmed the streets of Ferguson, Missouri after the fatal shooting last year of a young, unarmed black man, they only worsened tensions and made it harder to regain public confidence and control, a draft report from the Justice Department has concluded. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court ruled that the National Security Agency may temporarily resume collecting Americans' domestic phone calls in bulk, but the ACLU has asked the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit, which had ruled the surveillance program was illegal, to issue an injunction to halt the program. Oklahoma Supreme Court ruled that a monument to the Ten Commandments on the state capitol grounds must be removed because it is unconstitutional. This term of the U.S. Supreme Court was the most liberal one since the Warren Court in the late 1960s, according to two political science measurements of court voting data. From Ukraine to Uruguay, Moldova to the Philippines, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and its foreign affiliates have become the hammer for the tobacco industry, engaging in a worldwide effort to fight anti-smoking laws of all kinds, according to government ministers, lobbyists, lawmakers, and public health groups in Asia, Europe, Latin America, and the U.S. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.